Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station on yet another Thursday night open mic live. Oh, boy, it has been a day for me. Wow, just nonstop going. But nevertheless, I love it when I can calm down and just come in and fellowship with all the poets and have a great time. And so I'm just, looking forward to having a great time this evening and sharing some poetry with some of my favorite people in the whole wide world. And, of course, that's you, the poet. I'm going to get it started here with, let's get a piece going here, and then we will go from there. We're going to be sharing the list of all our nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards that ranked in all any of our categories, and we're going to be sharing their names this evening. But, of course, you won't know who the winners are until you attend September 29th here in Canton, Michigan. But let me get it started with one of our nominees' pieces that we have going here, which is one of my favorite spoken word artists out there. And he's just very, very talented. He's great at what he does. And I'm very excited about him just being a performer here on that day. So let's get it started with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. Let's see here. We seem to be having a little bit of one of those days. It's just been a busy day here. But let's see what's going on with BTR. I think last week we had a little bit of an issue too, but nevertheless, the show must go on. We are going to play Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, Slow Jams Back in the Day. No, excuse me, we're going to play his Romantic Blues. All right, Detroit.
Mental fire burns in me.
my mind away from missing you. I try to keep my heart from hurting by rewinding to those sweet, sexy, good times I had with you. To those sweet times, I throw up a toast to those moments with you. I talk to you and hear you groaning and sighing as if I am still in you. A doctor would call me crazy, but baby, I'm just crazy for you. You see, I haven't aged a day since you've been away, because I'm stuck in time reliving our last times. I think about the last time I pinned you to the wall and kissed you so hard you almost lost your breath. I find myself back under your dress. While you're pinned to that wall, you feel my arm rising up. You feel my hand squeezing your nipples. You feel my lips parting your thighs as my tongue presses you all the way up. When I arrive, I find your round, marble, sweet, pulsating sensation. I remember you lost your breath as you slumped down the wall. I share your juices from my lips with kisses of your sweet honey taste. Damn, I'm living in the past. I've got the romantic blues when I think of you. I'm spending time romancing memories of sweet, sexy times with you. My body, it hardens just from the thought of you. Shoulders and down my spine as you are kissing my behind in the early morning dawn. Your body heat is grinding, you're wanting, you're waking me up to your sunshine in your early morning slippery dew. I feel you being too tight or me being too big as you ease down the flagpole. The look on your face is priceless. Every moment I spent with you is priceless. Now you're gone physically, but you're still here with me emotionally. I'm sitting here by this mental fire alone. Happy, you're mine. Sad, I'm not yours. I was a happy man penetrating deep inside everything that you spread wide. So baby, what can I do to get back in you and relive those good times? Can't you see, baby? I've got the romantic blues when I think of you.
So many days since you went away, I often think of you night and day. But I know that someday, darling, I won't be troubled no more.
All right. Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, one of our performers for the Spoken Word Billboards Award this coming September. He has his own flavor, his own style, and I definitely appreciate his style. That was his track, Romantic Blues. All right, we're going to keep it going. I see we have some amazing poets on the line, and my co-host is coming in the field. He's going to be just a little bit late, but Stevie G, he's always here. With no further ado, we're going to just take it down the line here. All right, caller from the 216 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
This is Ola Deji. How are you? Just stopping by to, you know, give you a little poem.
Oh, welcome, welcome to the show. Always
welcome.
A pleasure
that, to have you. That last piece you just played, Alan, whatever his name was, Haley?
Lloyd Horn.
Lloyd Horn, okay. That was, that was dangerous. I loved it, man. So, is he got a website or something where we could purchase it?
Yeah, I think his website is actually his name, Alvin Lloyd Horn.
Lloyd Horn. Okay, he's on Facebook?
Yeah, he's on Facebook, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're a friend of mine. Send it to me just in case I don't spell something right. And I would like to get that. That is nice.
Okay, I sure will. Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Okay. Okay, this is a poem. You know, I've been writing a lot of poems lately because, you know, about our seeds and our food and, you know, how everything is different and so quickly because, you know, when I was a little girl, watermelons had big black seeds in them.
Right.
I ain't seen those in a long time. And every time I go to the store, it's like seedless this and seedless that. And I don't want seedless this and seedless that. I want my big black seeds back. You know, everything is generic and genetic and engineered, and it's just a big mess. So this one is just one of those poems that goes in that series of my Give Me Back My Seeds. So it doesn't really have, like a name yet. It's just one I wrote not too long ago. So I'm going to share it with you. It's going to be start off like this. How now you sit there profusely, profusely crying, like premonitions of the world ending. May I ask what the matter be? The matter be many, but for now I saturate the earth with tears, begging her to yield a decent strawberry. A strawberry, undefiled. As I cry, I remember the pleasures freely given and taken to themselves with delight and consuming it without a thought. Now as I weep for my children, my children's children who will never really taste a strawberry. So you ask how now I sit and weep. I weep because many sensations and pleasures and the enrichments of the earth, which never separated the good from the wicked, or the rich from the poor, because that bite of the luscious strawberry for one moment in time tasted so good to the selfish and the unselfish. That strawberry gave pleasure to every partaker exactly the same. So now some heartless demons have altered the seeds, and I weep deep within my self. I'm touched because I know that my grandchildren and all of the children will never pucker their lips to kiss a strawberry with love again. The end.
All right. Yes, indeed. I truly know what you mean. You know, the strawberry is very good, by the way. I love them. But, yeah, I truly know what you mean. Nothing is in its natural form anymore.
Right.
I agree with you. I want my seed in it, too.
Okay.
To take the seeds out. Yeah.
Yeah, because they take them in the library. I'm going to pull up another one I got on the same subject, but I got it on mine, so I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, and if you get a chance, pull me back in.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Love. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're going to take the very next caller. All right. Caller from the 786 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
How are you doing? This is DC, the voice of reason.
How are you? You always know how to put a smile on a person's face.
I am so good. First of all, I want to just thank you for the nomination. You never, well, at least me, I never think that I'm going to be nominated for anything like that. I just am thankful when I am. Very humbled by people just appreciating my bodies of work and, you know, seeing the passion that I have in poetry. So, you know, I'm just thankful for that alone. You know what I'm saying? Whether I win or not, just to be nominated is an amazing honor. And, you know, the people that posted on that post when you put it up on Facebook will, you know, really said the same thing. It's just amazing to be nominated, period. And I'm just thankful, and I pray that I'm in a position where I can get down there, because I would love to be down there to actually be there.
We would love to have you. For sure.
Okay.
We'll have to work out something.
What I'm going to do is, I did this piece before, and I've been doing it lately, and normally when I do poetry, I tend to tweak it till I fine-tune it. It's almost like tightening a bolt, and I've been doing this poem for several weeks now, and I've been kind of tweaking it and messing with it and changing it, and I got it to where I really want it, to where it's fine-tuned, and I want to do it again on your show.
Oh,
wow. I just hope people like it. Just let me know when you're ready.
You ready?
My mother, I never knew the spark behind her rage. I never knew why time manipulated the days of her face ever becoming familiar. Because for all I knew, my mother was God, and I vowed that she hated me until she became my superhero, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound, that made her invincible but not invisible. And when we were properly introduced, love separated prison bars from embraces that made me home for a place I've never been. You see, I'm a casualty of sin. That became love's obligation to correct it. And I feel reckless in this bed of abandonment, and I can't sleep for another second. Correction. I mean, I feel reckless confined to this bed of abandonment, and I can't sleep for another 3, 2, 1 second. So, Mama, you got a lot of explaining to do. Didn't think for a moment that love could stand a chance without you. But there are no winners when you lose to a lover named heroin, last name addiction, that made her wear conviction on a t-shirt too small to fit in, with resentment hidden in the boundaries of an unforgiving smile. And scars are only temporary to the naked eye. Walking this thin line between love and hate, chasing fate with the momentum of pendulum swings. And Mama, since we are no longer strangers, unforgiveness can no longer hold us in contempt of its silence, from wishing I was never born. This is a definition of a woman scorned, undocumented. Now hands are intentionally folded in the prayer position. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I used to say your name like resurrection was born that day. We met, unattached, as if our dependency never existed. You created me to be this prodigy of resilience that made me want to love again, to breathe again, to write another poem about survival from killing hate and transition. Just to hear you say, son, I love you. I'm here for you. I understand your struggle. Your level of condemnation will free you. The music in your blues will motivate you. The lessons from this pain will sustain you. And I thank you from all the love you gave, for being the reason why wars have been won on this stage. Decisions have been made and souls have been saved, with all debts paid from your labor pains. Which is why I never understood the spark behind my mother's rage until today. And that's the piece.
Cece, whoa, I have so much respect for you and all the poets out there, but I just have not ran across a poet that can read a piece one day, read it again the next day, and it's more powerful than it was the first time. I just, oh my goodness, wait a minute, let me clap it up. I do know how you do it. I know the secret. Just keep doing what you're doing, DC, because God is definitely on you.
Well, you know what? With that being said, my pen always writes from a place of conviction. And, you know, once you just let him run the pen, it's like, you know, it becomes that much more potent and that much more powerful. And one thing about poetry, unlike a lot of poets, I never rush that. Like, when it's finished, it's finished. I don't care if it takes a month, 2 months, 3 weeks, 2 days. I never dictate the pen. I let God dictate that. So, and once it's in his order and his timing, and I learn it, the rest pretty much becomes history, and it just comes out the way it comes out. You know, I always try to take people to the place I was when I wrote it. So when I wrote that, you know, that was a healing period for me and my mother. And, like, we are, like, extremely close now. And, you know, the only way to heal that I've learned is when you expose something. So once I exposed it, it allowed me to heal from it. That's why poetry and all this is just so much of a powerful platform. And it's a ministry, and people don't realize that because there's so much power in words. So I respect it, and I honor it. I'm thankful that I'm in a group of elite people that made a choice to let God use their talents to influence so many people. So I'm just thankful to be in that group of people.
No, have mercy. You said that I'd like for you to recap that line. You said you write with the conviction of your pen. How did you quite put that?
I say I write from a place of conviction. Like, I write because I think when you expose something, because a lot of people, to me, conviction is truth, and a lot of people don't want to deal with the truth. That's why they hate it. You don't hate it because people don't recognize your truth. You hate it because you don't want to deal with the truth. So
yeah.
when I write with conviction, when I say I write from a place of truth that I made the decision to deal with, if you will. So I made a choice to deal with that truth, and I decided to write about it. So that's why I say I write from a place of conviction.
Mm, I love that line. Very powerful. I write from a place of conviction.
But I let me say this real quick. I want to just thank you for giving us poets the platform that you've given us. I don't think you realize how you've inspired and how you've blessed so many people on Facebook that are aspiring authors and writers and poets and visionaries and whatever they do. And God used you to make this happen, and I know that comes with a price. And what I mean by that is when you're doing God's work, the devil don't take days off. So I know there was a price with doing this, but you still made it happen, and you still was obedient, and we just thank you in your obedience giving us this platform to do what we do best. So we just thank you, and we love you, and we admonish you, and we just thank you.
Thank you, DC. Oh, you don't make me cry. All right. I'll have a moment later. Thank you, my dear brother. I certainly appreciate you as well. And thank you so much for sharing that piece with us again and making it just as powerful as it was the first time you did it.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome.
Oh, Right. We're going to take it down the line. You know I can hold, I can stay on the line with D.C. as the voice of reason. But I know we got some other people who want to come on the line, so let's make that happen tonight. All right. Shout out to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for being here. Faith Poetry, Poet X in Motion, Mr. Samuel Benjamin, Verbal Skills, and all those guests that's hanging out. We certainly appreciate your presence. We're going to take it down the line here. Caller from the 314 area call, you are on the air with Ms. Poetiki. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? We actually have three people from the 314 area code, so your first exchange is 622. 314-622. You're on the air? All righty. Well, we're going to keep it going. We'll come back to you. If you're not ready, we'll just come back to you. But don't be scared. We entreat you in love. And we certainly, we're here to fellowship with all of you. All right, we're going to keep it going. Remember, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. I'm going to pull somebody out on the carpet. Mr. Verbal Skills is in the house tonight, y'all. So he better call in and get on this mic tonight. One of the amazing poets. He's also one of the nominees with his poem, Death of a Poet. In fact, right, you know what? Let's do something here. Let's play with the Verbal Skills, Death of a Poet. All right, check it out, Detroit and Global
Who
listeners.
Who is this that we bury today? For it is the poet. It is the poet. The poet that reached deep down inside himself and revealed to us our own true nature of our reflection. This is the poet that wrote in thought and stood upon a stage with his orations of trueness, oneness. His love projected into our imagination that we too could be free, for he had spoke upon the birds that could not fly no longer as they lay behind the concrete walls and bars. This is the poet that reached across the universe and told us of a child that was hungry because both his mother and father left him alone. This is the poet who shed light on a young girl's love that was betrayed, not by a man, but another woman. This is the poet from heaven to earth and even beyond that told us his imagination was more than fantasy. It was reality for all of us. This is the poet without self-proclamation and stood upon the masses and said he did not give a damn, for he was free in his belief and what he had to do. This is the poet that we bury today. And we should have pity upon his cadaver as the rats and worms will come and gnaw upon those very same fingers that fashions those words that set trembles in our minds and hearts. And what worm will suckle and masticate upon the sinews of his brain matter that sparked the imagination that once caused us to realize there is fantasy in a reality, that the reality is not the boundary because we could be ourselves. We bury a poet today. And it's not because he didn't have something to say. Maybe it was because that death came his way because he forgot a tear, a smile. Or maybe because he even forgot about himself. We bury a poet today.
Mr. Verbal Skills! All right. One of our nominees for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards for Epic Individual Piece, I believe that's the category. And we're going to keep the show going here. All right, I'm still waiting on my co-host. He did call and say that he will be a little late, but nevertheless, we're going to keep it all in rotation. We've been doing this all year long. We take some calls and we keep our artists in rotation. I want to play another one of our nominees who made it in the chart for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and this is Mr. Urban Voodoo with Lights, Camera, Action.
Lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. They should give me an Emmy for all the dangerous stunts I ever had to pull off playing a role in this action-packed motion picture called reality. Where Hollywood casually portrays my kind like ignorant beast for the slaughter. He probably had a gun. Out of 10 white folks questioned, it had to be one pseudo-liberated liberal who claimed he wasn't racist, even though all day at work he listened while his conservative colleagues made cracks about niggas. Oh, now you wanna apologize, pointing out that some of your best friends are Negroes. And get this, these motherfuckers pay lots of money for supervillains to fight against superheroes. $1 million armies fight with $1 billion equipment. Cops fight poverty-stricken robbers while Pablo and Nori wait for their next shipment to touch down. Like, touchdown! Junkie down the street finally scored. Police in an uproar. Gung-ho with 48% of the budget. This shit is like lights, cameras, action. Only a fraction of what you see is reality. The rest is just smoke and mirrors. No way to tell day to day. That's why I should've got an Emmy for trying to pretend that this country would ever be free. The only thing free is the tag that came on this bitch. USA. Under Satan's arm lies the growing hair follicle of confusion. Bigots host radio shows. Hollywood creates illusions. This shit is the road to perdition. Unable to find ourselves, so we hang on to asinine traditions. I should win an Emmy, 'cause Lord knows a young brother gotta act like a nigga just to survive in these conditions. Like lights, cameras, action. Lights, cameras, action. UV. You know what I mean? It's real talk. It's just like the movie. Every day we playing a silly ass role in this place. We don't even know who the fuck we is or who we wanna be. We don't know who we are or who we should be. But we show pretending we somebody we ain't. Real talk.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with Miss Poetic Energy holding it down tonight until Mr. Stevie G arrives. This is not yet another Thursday night open mic live. And tonight what we're going to keep on doing is sharing in some great poetry. You know, I've been keeping up the trend, so we might as well, as poets call in, we appreciate all those who called in so far. But, you know, I just thought about something. I want to continue to keep playing some of the tracks from many of the poets who have ranked in the categories so they'll understand that they made it on their own grounds, and not just this radio station but a few other radio stations that, you know, I kind of collaborated with and making sure that we're playing your CDs and your music and your tracks in rotation so you can be put on to the charts. And many of you that we are playing, you made it in the charts on your own merit because of your amazing talent, and you need to know how talented you are. And we have so many poets in various categories who have just, not just poets, but comedians, and we have, you know, soul singers, jazz musicians, many people who rank in our categories, and people don't realize spoken word is not just about poetry, but it's just about the verbal expression of words, period. And whether it be with a comedic voice, whether it be in singing, it's just like, you know, when you do something with words and bring life to it, it's just an amazing thing. So it all fits into the spoken word realm. So we're glad to be able to, you know, have it all go down this September 29th. With those of you who haven't heard our commercial, we're going to play that real quick because we just love it. We have a second one coming because we are going to be putting some more features in there, and we want you guys to know that it's more and more people that are going to be, you know, on the stage that night that you're definitely going to enjoy. But before we do that, I'm going to have my, I see my co-host has arrived in the building, so I'm just going to connect him in before I play the commercial. All right, hey, Mr. CVG.
What's up there, Poetic E? How you doing? Sorry I'm late. I had a trying day at work, and I ain't happy. But, hey, still must go on.
You are here, and we so love you for that, for being here. We're going to play the commercial really, really quick, and then we'll come back with some more poetry, y'all. How about that? All right.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Elfrida Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, welcome back to Detroit and all our global listeners. That is our pre-commercial for the event for September 29th. So many people hit us up on Facebook. The commercial is on YouTube, and there is a link where you can buy the tickets for the event, as well as go to the Spoken Word Billboard website. We have a link there for you to be able to go to purchase the tickets as well. You also can come to the event because it's a box office there on site, so you'll be able to purchase tickets at the door, provided that we do not sell out. As far as I know, they have said that we have already begun to sell quite a few tickets, so I am very excited about that. And I think the ticket sales will even sell more once people find out that we have Miss, I know a lot of you know her, Miss Coco, the comedian from BET. Coco, the Laugh Therapist, will be performing on our stage that evening as well. I'm so excited about, you know, making that happen. And I so love her for doing this event for us. That's what we were going to. I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold it, y'all. But she is going to be in attendance with us, and all of those who will be performing will be sharing the stage with Miss Coco, the comedian. And then we have the Covenant Idol winner. He is going to be performing a song there that evening. So we got quite a bit of lineup, and we have, you know, a lot of people that you guys may know, Laurie Edwards, Zach Wan, just a lot of people, Frida Castelo, so many, Miss Jazzy Sadilk, many, many people that you guys may be familiar with. They're really going to be, you know, showing up and, you know, and just really performing. We have, I'm not going to give out, you know, what our opening act would be, but it's just going to be wonderful to be there. So I hope that many of you can make it there. We have the hotel information on the website as well, and it'll be a great, great, great night. Just hope you all could be there. If you guys have any questions, you can hit me up on Facebook. I do want to share the list of the people that have made the nomination list. And again, you know, these people, our awards is people had to rank for these, you know, being charted by your own merit. And it's not a people's choice award. You have to really rank because the hard work you're putting out there. And there's so many poets that's out there doing that thing. We wish that we can, you know, have everybody involved, but it's just impossible. But there will always be next year. So just be on your grind because you never know who's listening or paying attention to what you're doing out there. And we're going to, I'm going to just really read the list, you know, just a few. I ain't going to read all of them. Just a few people that you guys may know out there that have made, listen, because we have 30 categories. For more than 52 weeks, we have been monitoring. We had an independent, you know, collaboration, a committee of people helping us do this, collecting raw data on many of the poets and things about that are out there doing their thing across the globe. I'm going to read a few of the categories. Spoken Word Award for Hot 100 Top Ranking Artists of the Year. The nominees are Kyrie Touré for his piece Beast, Ty Gray-L with A Black Woman's Smile, Jill Scott. You all know Miss Jill Scott. You know, we don't know if she's coming, but we sure inviting her. Her Woman Festo and Georgia Me, Full Body Potential, The Oracle with Luna Love Affair. I love The Oracle. Hakeem Crampton, Who Am I? That's Category 1. Category 2 is Spoken Word Award for the Best Video of the Year. The nominees are CN Destiny, Saying Goodbye, Ursula Rucker for Women, T.C. Lon, A Part of Me featuring Rock, Absol Empathy featuring Aluja Javante, and Malaka London for The Face. Category 3, we have Spoken Word Award for the Best Musical Muse of the Year, Jazz Category, Brian O'Neill with Daisies, Yancey with I Remember, Marcus Belgrave with What a Wonderful World, and Althea Renee of One Love. Then we have, I'm just the last category that I'm going to read. Category 4, Spoken Word Award for Epic Individual Piece, Kevin Bingham with Reflections in the Rain, Renard Yerby with Rosary of Denial, David Crouch, which is DC, The Voice of Reason, to whom it may concern, Verbal Skills with The Death of a Poet, and Raphael Casal with Ego. And just to name a few, but we have so many categories where, you know what, just remember, this too could be you. We are so excited about this going down. And if you guys get a chance, check out my page and see if you may know somebody that has ranked and just haven't responded to, you know, the notice that they are nominated. Let them know because we're going to keep spreading the word and make sure that they get the proper notification. But with that being said, I'm going to take it back to the airwaves and let you guys do what you do best. And I'm going to take the very next caller. All right, from the 508 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Tay Queen.
Hey, Tay Queen, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Hey, Tay Queen. Glad to have you. What you going to do tonight?
Well, in honor of the poetry contest that's still open, and I want everybody to know that our Women of Festo poetry contest is still open, I'm going to read my own version of my Women of Festo.
Okay.
Okay. So, here it is. Don't be too weak. Don't be too strong. Don't be too aggressive. Don't be too passive. Stand up for yourself, but don't intimidate others. Frankly, I'm just tired of being judged by unfair standards or assessments of who I am. Living my truth is to be myself in every sense of the word. Again, I do not play foolish and petty childish games of cat and mouse. I see something I want, I go for it. Why? Because nothing lasts. So live for today, but be patient because you're not sure, and be careful so you don't regret. Too many damn rules to count. Why can't I be free to express when I'm hurt, insecure, open, honest, happy, innovative, playful, depressed, spiritual, wise, and immature? I am all these things. And all these things make me great. I see myself, but others choose to wait. I am not limited to your interpretation of who I choose to be. I want the freedom of my spirit to just be. Mountains and burdens upon my shoulders, big boulders you don't see. But all you can tell me is who I should and shouldn't be. Many think they think outside the box, clearly concealed inside. And say they are open to love, but clearly choose to hide. It's not always beautiful putting fear aside. Life can be bold, brilliant, and you have to just let it in. And I choose to live as if I'm a manifestation of it, not held back by your jaded, irresponsible judgment of who you perceive me to be. I live just like the wind. You can't see me. You can only feel me. And I am the woman I choose to be.
Woo! Oh, my! Yes! Oh, down the stairs, please!
The queen. Yes.
Now she just blazed the mic up, didn't she?
Yes, yes, yes.
I so love that. Oh, yes. Right. You know, that this is in, she has a contest that she's running on Monday nights here on the Poetic Indian Network station where she hosts her own segment, Conversations with the Queen. But I'm going to let her tell y'all all about it.
Okay, yeah, I'm the host of Conversations with the Queen, which is every Monday night here on Poetic Energy Network Station at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm hosting a contest called Write Your Own Woman Manifesto. It's inspired by the Jill Scott poem. I got really inspired and I heard it, and I wanted to write my own, and I wanted other women to be inspired to write their own proclamation of their womanhood and their divinity in their womanhood. So I hope to get more entries hopefully soon, because it does end soon. We have some great prizes, like you'll receive a free pair of earrings from my jewelry line. You'll be able to spit the poem live, and it will be broadcasted on my blog site. So just if you want to enter into that contest, you please. Deadline is July 11th, and you can do that by entering, by emailing me at taequeen, T-A-E-Q-U-E-E-N, at hotmail.com.
Hi.
That's the queen, y'all. On Monday night, she holds it down. All right, she spit air, she spit that, she tells truth. So either way, you're going to get get yourself. All right. We're going to take it down the line. Thank you so much, Ms. Queen.
Thank you.
All right, that was Ms. Tay Queen, lovely sister.
Twink. All right. On her thing.
All right. we're gonna take the very. All right. Okay, they put their hand down, so I don't know if they're ready or not. So, if you guys are ready, make sure that you select option one so that we can know for sure that you are here, because we have quite a few people on the switchboard. But I just take it that you guys are listening in. If not, we're glad you're here anyway. It's good to have your presence and your support and love here sharing with us, but we would love to hear what you got to say. All right, we're going to hand the mic over to my co-host, Mr. CBG, and let him do his thing.
That's right. I'm going to do my thing. It's hot, y'all. It's hot outside. Anyway, I wrote a poem over the weekend. It's called It's On, Baby, and I'm going to drop it for y'all.
Woo!
Now the air is clear. No smog left in my atmosphere. I can get down to my writing. Amid the arguing and fighting, I really miss what I enjoy to do most. That's right, poetry and song, not to brag or boast. But I'm in my comfort zone with pen in hand, and creativity exhaust from my pores and glands. I love to write because passion drives me in that direction. Did you notice I said love? This is not a temporary affection. I'm going to put things into perspective and prioritize my objectives to write the words that readers want to read and at the same time fulfill Stevie G's needs. So bear with me while I write away. This is for life. It won't end today. As long as I have motions in my hands, I will stimulate the many minds of man of the things I have encountered in lifetime. Love, happiness, sadness, joy, hurt, and pain. And of all these things stored in my mind, love reigns above all things. But I'll leave the love poems that are to follow, for they are much easier to swallow. Does this poem have a direction? Well, you tell me. I would love to hear your perception. I welcome all feedback, so bring the noise. No matter good or bad, I will maintain my poise. I laid off writing for a while to rearrange my situation, but I'm back now, so 86 the fucking vacation. I'm about to get jiggy with it, so excuse me if I get a little ignorant. I'm a huge lover of love poetry, but I'm about to write some shit y'all don't know of me. So expect some new shit to drop. And when they drop, they're going to be blazing hot. So keep your eyes and ears open for the new coming of me as the saga continues by Stevie G. And that's my piece.
Poetic G and everybody and I love those last two points, man. That was, like, awesome. And Voice of Reason, man, that's my main man. He didn't even say hello to me. He heard me go, nope, I ain't heard from him last time. Last time I talked to him, he fell asleep on me on the phone. So, and then he didn't even say hi. Okay, this poem is another one in my series of poems and Give Me Back My Seeds. And this is one of the ones I put out. It's a little more hardcore, but I got to get their attention. And it's called Don't Just Eat That, Do Something.
All right.
How long have we warned you? How long have you ignored? How long will we be sidetracked? We know who the culprits are. There's no shame in their game. We can call them out by name. They are not hiding. The disregard is blatant. They can stop the one. They can stop the two. But the masses must rise and organize before we are too weak to rebel. This is not a quick sale. We have been investing in this for a long, long time. Keep thinking there's someone watching the barn, like the FDA or the CIA or the FBI or the HAARP. Nope. They are not on your side. They are frenemies. You think they care about Roundup or genetically engineered foods? Do you? Do you think they care about bovine cows, about confiscating your seeds? Do you think the food you eat has nutrition? Do you? And the confiscated seeds were good intention? No. Do you? Do you believe that? How long before our children inherit more diseases? To please the greed of the pharmacies, do you want to watch them suffer while they dry heave and can hardly breathe? You can only, for so long, make this be about color, class, or race. As you turn away your face, how long have we warned you that the corn, the tomatoes, the oranges, the trees, the grass, the water, the fruit, the veggies, the air. Do you care? Now stand up and write, call, speak, fight by any means necessary. But don't just eat that. Do something.
Oh, that was tight.
I know that's right. Do something. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me do that. I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of the program. Do I have to stay on the line? Or y'all get ready to cut off? I got to stay on the phone, don't I, to hear the rest.
You know, we have some. We're going to overtime automatically, so.
Okay. So do I have to stay on? Do I have to stay on the line to hear it?
Yeah, to continue to hear everybody.
Okay.
All right. I don't like to butcher people's names.
That's okay. All-round queen. You can say all-round queen or Mama Ola Deji, whatever one you can say.
All-round queen on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bringing it again, spitting the truth, you know, in poetry. You know, they doing so much with our food, and we need to wake up because they don't care about what we're eating or what we're consuming. They just want to sell it to us. All right, we're going to take the very next caller. I think we have a couple of more calls, and we want to get them in before we, you know, completely go off the air. Nevertheless, we have time. All right, caller from the 562 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Samuel Benjamin calling from California.
Well, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great.
Okay, greetings to Stevie G.
What's up?
All right.
How you doing?
It's pretty good yourself. This is my first time calling into your show, so.
Well, welcome
to get this in.
So what are you going to share with us this evening?
I'm going to share a piece from a project I'm working on, and this poem is titled A Lyrical Movement and Complicated Passions.
All right.
Okay. I hunger every word. You have embraced every part of me. My wanting the imaginings from your dreams has filled me with temptation. I cannot deny these emotions flowing through me become the pages of my heart. I am an unwritten passion longing for discovery, to be the yes for all you ever. You will taste moments of desire so sweet. Pleasure will become your name. This love is unconditional. It is to be without limits. For every moment I want to be up in it, your love will come again. No one has ever taken you this deep. I am that expression after your heart slips. I know you will never have to tell me that I'm a freak. After having that sensuous caress from the moments I've taken your breath, I am to be every word without speaking. When your desire is at the edge, my wanting to love you will never end. In this lyrical movement of complicated passions, you will be the pages I read from. As I become the imaginings of a love that will never part, you will always have the surrender of my heart in peace.
That's pretty tight, bro.
Oh, I love that one. Oh, you know, that's all it takes. You know, that is so beautiful. Yes.
Thank you.
Why, my dear brother, do you want to share, you have a fan page, a book that you're promoting?
I do have a book that's coming out later this summer. It's called My Recipe for Love. And if they go to my Facebook page, I'm going to put my link in if that part of the show is still up. Or you can find me at Complicated Passions. That's a like page. Like me from there, and I'll friend you and let you read. You get to read more of what the Passions Private Collection is all about. And it's all about love.
Yeah. You know what? I'm definitely in on that one. All right.
Thank you.
You guys heard it. You're going to put the link in the chat room, you said?
Yes, I'm going to put the link in the chat room, and they can come to my page from that. And I have a like page, which is called Complicated Passions as well, and you can read some more of my stuff from there. And I just let people know that on Facebook right now that anybody that sends me their email address, their real email address, I can put them on my email list, and then they'll be able to read 10 poems from out of the 150 that is in that book.
Complicated
Passions.
I like that
title. Complicated Passions, yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear brother. You're always welcome to return anytime you like. We're here every
Absolutely.
Thursday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the Florida show, so definitely you'll find me. Well, I'll find you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
It's Mr. Complicated Passion. We got to get in on that. You know, I'm a hopeless romantic, so I just got to get in on the love.
Oh.
All right. He caught me with that last one. Woo! I definitely have to check it out. All right. We're going to take the very next caller before we end the show tonight. We are already in over a little bit. But we're going to take this last caller. Caller from the 615 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E and this is Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Jazzy Sedelic.
Hey,
how y'all
How
doing?
We're doing great.
Trying to stay cool like the rest of the world.
Putting
it on my neck.
I think hot is an understatement.
No, we get hot in Chicago. It's hot.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, and that was surprising because I was born in Chicago and all my, you know, aunts and first cousins, everybody is still there, but it was surprising that they're getting weather like we are in Nashville, so it's ridiculous. It's pretty hot.
What you going to do? You going to sing a country song for us?
Yeah, real quick, because I know y'all out of time, so I'll just do it.
You going to sing a country song for us?
Oh, a country song? No, Nashville is not just country. Astra has a lot of time. You should visit.
She ready to defend her city. You hear that?
Just wait. Don't wait till I come to y'all stomping grounds. You just hold on. Hold on to September.
Okay, what you going to do?
Okay, I'm going to do a piece called Empowerment. Empowerment takes you a level higher. We all have imperfections, convictions. What's your priors? The depth of insecurity I require, like murder for hire. But I choose to kill with words of fury. I'm going to try with myself as the judge and jury. My vision used to be blurry. My hindsight is 20/20, basic like ABC. The learning network on Jazzy TV, broadcasting frequencies frequently. So stay tuned to the segment called Stop Dissing. Take the diss out of that. Give discourage back to its owner. Negative is a loner. Positive and courage. Let your goals flourish. The cycle of doubt is vicious. Anti-spy where needed, malicious. The lack of confidence is fictitious. Look at where you're getting your information. Close your eyes and ears to ideas that cause complications. Opinions are just that, an opinion, where someone opened their mouth and spoke what they wanted to be true. But don't let them think for you or guide your decisions too. See, they reside in Whoville. Always talking about who me, so ask them who real, because they steal. Lost without a cause, a play without the pause, perfect with all the flaws, a coward without the balls. Strengthen your walls. If the walls could speak, what would they say? You don't play, stop acting that way. Or what is your backbone lay? You already have the mind, body, and soul. Put your pieces in place and make yourself whole. And take back control. Empowerment. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Miss Jazzy. Appreciate you, Ms. Jazzy. Make sure
you
give me so I can get your information relatively soon so we can get you taken care of.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, y'all have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That was Ms. Jazzy Seville, the lady of the hour. And of course, she's going to be sharing the stage with us. It's September. I so love her creative work, and we look for her to really release on the stage, and so many of the other poets. I want to just take this moment to thank all of you for coming out tonight and really sharing your voice here on the show. This definitely is the show where we are into uniting voices and changing lives. We have a whole platform for you with many various talented hosts. From Monday, Miss Conversation with the Queens, Miss Tay Queen herself, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or if she, you know, sometimes she happens until 11. So whatever she decides, that's what happens on Monday night. Tuesday night is Dr. D. We're here to your health from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday night we have psychotherapist Lori Coburn with Breaking Free from 9 to 10 as well. Then we have Thursday night with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Then the Friday night is open. Then we have Saturday afternoon, Brother Yoyusha with On the Way and from 2 to 3. And then from 9 to 10, we have What's Happening with Marvin Jackson, and whatever the other days we have, we and then I have Sunday Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. That is me. Yeah, I am getting so tired. I don't know why. I'm just coming down with the sleepies right now. But that's me, Miss Poetic E. And check us all out. You know, we all have something wonderful and educational, motivating, inspiring to say. So if you have time, just hang out with us sometimes. All right, with that being said, we love you. Make sure you check out the links on my page for the upcoming Spoken Word Billboard Awards. Check out the nominees. Also, in my notes on Facebook, if you're a friend of mine, you can just freely go there. You're on my fan page. You can probably get it there as well. And Stevie G, the mic is yours.
All right. It's been a hectic day. So you know what? I need to smooth it out a little bit. I'm going to put a little jazz on. A little Brian Culberson. Love will never let you down.
All right.
Roberson, y'all. Love will never let you down. Y'all stay cool and have a wonderful weekend. Catch y'all next Thursday night at 9.